If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The following is paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
The Inside Connection is on the air. MediConnect. Lauren Uran is co-hosting with your Pratt Pack today. And remember, even if it is a holiday weekend, we have live advisors standing by until noon today. For anything you need, 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. Passover wrapping up, Easter coming up tomorrow, today, Holy Saturday, and we've got all sorts of information between now and 10 o'clock to get to, but we always like to begin with a little coffee clutch, chit-chat, and being that I got her a delicious K-cup of coffee, I've got mine, we're ready to talk, and yeah, that shot that was heard around the world, that anniversary is today, and this is something that is mind-boggling to think. 1775 is what we're talking about.
1775, the anniversary of the start of the American Revolution. Battles break out in Lexington and Concord, and thus begins the Siege of Boston.
You know, the Civil War, same thing. They thought this was going to like last like a couple of months.
Right, right.
And the Civil War, they thought like maybe a weekend or two.
Yeah, a weekend will be over. We'll
be good. It just went on and on and on. All right. Happy Easter weekend. We're getting ready to get out there and do some exciting things. So what did you do as a kid on Easter? What was Easter like growing up for Lauren Uran?
Oh, gosh. Well, I mean, it was, you know, with my parents, everything Easter should be, right? Egg dyeing. You know, you got your candy baskets. I think the Easter Bunny one year, he left us a swing set, which was really cool.
Oh, awesome.
We got a fish tank one year, too, which, you know, I always laughed at because we got these really cool fish in there. And then my dad went and got this other big fish and it kind of ate some of the other fish. And then it became my dad's fish tanks from that point forward.
Everybody's gone.
Easter Bunny was taking care of dad, too. So
you know what I remember the most? And God, it's been so long. The hiding of the baskets.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd wake up like at 4 or 5 in the morning, you know, just for a basket of candy. I couldn't get my kids to roll out of bed for cash. You know what I'm saying today? But my mother would always hide these things, and my sisters would always find theirs right away, and I never could find mine, and they would laugh and laugh. She'd put it behind the couch. She'd put it on a shelf. She'd put it in the oven. But I can just still see my sisters like it was yesterday.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it, yeah, definitely brings back good memories, and we'll be stopping over at my parents' house tomorrow for some Easter meals. And I'll probably still have a basket.
You know what, though? That's because she loves you. And that's a good thing. But what I also love is the fact Easter dinner is nice, but what I love are those ham sandwiches that come after.
Absolutely. Also, I'm not a big ham person. I was just talking to my mom yesterday. She's making ham, making me something separate for Easter.
Why don't you like ham?
I don't know. I never have. I've always been picky with that.
Do you like turkey?
No, I don't eat turkey on Thanksgiving either.
Steak?
Yes. That's what my substitute meal will probably be.
Well, I would have steak before ham and turkey every day if I could. Right. All right, so what do you have for me here today on this date?
All right, so this day in history, 5 years prior to the American Revolution breaking out, Marie Antoinette marries Louis the 16th in a proxy wedding. So her brother actually stood in. She was 14 years old at the time. So they were officially married and then, you know, moved to France, and French Revolution comes later as well. In 1956, so moving up a couple years, it was also the anniversary of Grace Kelly when she married Prince Rainier of Monaco. So,
yeah, Monaco.
Or Monaco.
That's okay. Listen, my mom used to tell me about this wedding. It was massive.
It was.
And, you know, she's from Philadelphia, and absolutely beautiful. Didn't make all that many movies, but made enough to become a major star. Alfred Hitchcock had a lot to do with her success. But when she married Prince Rainier, it basically came out of left field. And it's the reason why Monaco is still such an amazing tourist place. You know, I've been doing this travel show for 30 years, and people say, well, where do you want to go? Where do you want to go? Believe it or not, there are only maybe 2 or 3 places that I would love to see, and Monaco is one of them.
It looks beautiful in the pictures. I've seen it pop up on some travel things, and yeah, absolutely, let's go.
Cary Grant played a cat burglar in a movie with her that they filmed in Monaco. To Catch a Thief or something.
Yes, yes.
Uh-huh. And he was already like my age, in his 60s, and she was like in her 20s. And it was just, the scenery was just like breathtaking. And I think it was Monaco, and I think that's how she ended up meeting Prince Rainier.
Oh, interesting.
Lucky man he was.
All right, so we've got something a little bit more grim here. Charles Manson.
Yeah, listen. You go from that to this.
Right? I know. Charles Manson was sentenced to death for conspiracy in the Tate, is it LaBianca murders?
Yep.
Later, this was commuted to a life imprisonment.
Well, let me tell you something about Charles Manson. I would have liked to have been in a room with him for 1 minute alone, because I would have just, I couldn't stand this guy, okay? My hero growing up in this business was a guy by the name of Tom Snyder, who was just absolutely excellent. And David Letterman brought him back later after he did the original late night show after Carson on NBC. And it was the late, late show after David Letterman. One of the things, because Tom was an incredible journalist. Tom Snyder was an anchor in Los Angeles, California. He got a one-on-one before Geraldo did with, and he just dressed him down, had him shook upside down in the other. It was one of the most fascinating interviews ever. But there are very few people that frighten me on the planet. But that one, that's a guy that just, oh, he was such a menace to society. And Sharon Tate, the beautiful young actress who lost her life tragically on that fateful night.
I mean, Valley of the Dolls is probably one of my favorites.
Oh, so. And she, listen, she was going to be the next big thing.
Absolutely.
She was in that Mad Helm movie with Dean Martin. She was really on her way. And it was just such a horrible, horrible story. But here's the amazing thing that a lot of people may not know. One person who was on his way to that house was Steve McQueen. And something mm-hmm. happened to where he got sidetracked and didn't go there. But if he would have been there, sadly, he would have probably lost his life too.
Wow.
And that movie that Quentin Tarantino just did not too long ago.
That was I liked that
yeah,
a lot.
With yeah. Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt. Was kind of tied around that whole time.
Absolutely was.
All right, good stuff. What else do we have?
All right, so first appearance of The Simpsons in 1987 aired as a series of shorts on The Tracey Ullman Show.
It's almost 40 years old.
Isn't that, and so am I.
No, I wish same I was 40 years old again.
And the last two, again, were pretty big moments in history. Little bit, you know, again, more ominous to our history. But 1993, it was the ending of the 51-day FBI siege in Waco, Texas, and ended when a fire breaks out and kills 78 of the cult members, many children also in that fire. Mm. And then in 1995, today actually marks the Oklahoma City bombing.
Yeah, Timothy McVeigh, who was eventually executed, and I was on the air when that went down, and that was just a horrible...
Were you on the air for that?
Yeah, wow. Yeah, horrible. Listen, sadly, and you've been in this business as long as I have, Columbine, this, others, Iraq War, it's just a part of the business, but there are certain ones that stand out, and that was just such a horrific and tragic story. Now we've got our trivia question, and the person who calls in with the correct answer at 412-922-1020 will win a $15 Get-Go gas card. And here is this week's question on the Inside Connection. Go ahead.
All right, so call in to get that gift card, maybe a little Easter basket surprise. On the eve of revolution, what American colonist was made famous for his midnight ride to warn the colonists in Lexington and Concord about the incoming British troops?
Listen, this is a really cool answer. Everybody's got to know who the answer is, but we're making it easy for us, a holiday weekend. But courage, that whole American Revolution, when they were fighting England, the king, of course, and queen, and this massive army that no one thought this ragtag group of Minutemen led by George Washington had a chance in Valley Forge, and the weather and the disease and the lack of food. But somehow, man, we're all here today because of those brave people.
We sure are.
It's amazing. All right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. So what are we going to be doing? We're going to do the spotlight, which I love, that client experience spotlight coming up. But today, we still have a lot of stuff to talk about, right?
Oh, we absolutely do. Lots to talk about in the Medicare world. Lots going on. There was a news article even that popped up on my phone this morning prior to with my first cup of coffee that I took some notes on and was going to talk about as well.
All right. So we're going to take a break. We'll come back and hope you'll stay with us. And don't forget, if you have any questions about your Medicare coverage and you need some answers, 888-818-6334. Set up, make an appointment. There is never a charge for your services. You want to talk to Lauren today, you can do that as well at 866-391-1020. We have seminars to promote. Don't forget MediConnectInsurance.com. Stay where you're at. Again, the number, if you think you know the answer to our trivia question, 412-922-1020, 412-922-1020. On the eve of the the Revolution, what American colonist was made famous for his midnight ride to warn the colonists in Lexington and Concord about the incoming British troops? We'll be back.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I didn't think it would take that long, but boy, a whole lot quicker than I thought. So we have a winner, and it's Mark in Manaca, and here is the winning question and answer. Go ahead.
All right. So our question was, what American colonist was made famous for his midnight ride to warn the colonists in Lexington and Concord about the incoming British troops? And of course, the answer is Mr. Paul Revere. So thank you, Mark, for calling in and getting that answer.
And he's got a little nice looking get-go gas station by the Beaver Valley Mall, so he won't have to go far to get that $15 worth of gas.
Well, I was watching one of those, the Vegas guys, the pawn shop.
Yeah.
And they were, it was, you know, in a season that's on Netflix, and they had a set of spoons because he was a silversmith that Paul Revere made.
Oh, come
on. And I think that they ended up doing the transaction for like $100,000. But you know how those guys, like, it's like, oh, well, we got to resell it, so it's not the full price. But it was pretty cool, and it had his initials engraved, or his mark on the back, his silversmith mark, and it was really, really cool.
I mean, just for 1 minute, only for the sheer fact that I love history, just envision, no, everybody talks about, you know, boy, it's dark in here. Not when George Washington was a surveyor, and he came through here like in 1753, I said, there was no natural light other than the stars. There were no street lights. There was no homes. There was nothing. And it was pretty much a little bit better, but not much better when Paul Revere did his thing. Imagine pitch dark, and all of a sudden, you see something like over the horizon on the water, and it's this massive fleet of ships, and you're like, whoa.
Gotta tell somebody.
Right.
That's what he did.
So for all of us who go through things in our life and think we have it tough, maybe because we hit a pothole or something,
right?
It ain't that bad.
Absolutely
I mean, can
not.
You imagine? And they're on the shore.
Yeah.
Coming right. towards your house. All right. Anyway.
That would be scary. For sure.
Great stuff. Now, speaking of great stuff, Client Experience Spotlight. I love when she tells these stories because this is what they're all about at MediConnect.
All right. So, Rob, again, as we've talked about on my last few episodes, I've recently walked into the role at MediConnect as our Client Experience Director. And getting to witness what this department is doing has truly been amazing. And as we've grown our client experience department here at MediConnect, I can say hands down, one thing we're seeing frequently pop up on our radar is prior authorizations. What are prior authorizations? So according to U.S. News, you can define this as when your healthcare provider must first obtain approval from your health insurance plan before moving forward with a specific medication, procedure, or treatment. So I liked that all-encompassing definition because, you know, some people might just think of it in regard of medications, others, procedures, and treatments. So we talk a lot on the show about Medicare Advantage plans versus Medigap or Medicare supplement plans. And with Medicare Advantage plans, they often do require prior authorizations for treatment. Both Advantage plans that include drug coverage as well as the standalone drug plans also may require authorizations for certain medications. So why do these even exist? It's really to protect against fraud, waste, and abuse. The plans use this to determine if care is medically necessary. And if it is not deemed medically necessary, they can deny that procedure or that medication. And this is a hot topic. We've had questions in the past about this in the Medicare crowd with the debate we see daily, Advantage plans versus supplements. So supplements, you know, they don't require the auths unless Medicare itself requires the auth. It's always going to pay secondary to what Medicare approves. So you're going to see this authorization situation more so in the realm of either Medicare Advantage or any piece of your prescription drug plan, whether it's a standalone drug plan that you have with your Medicare supplement or it's embedded in an Advantage plan. And the reason I bring this up today, so I was assisting some of our representatives, you know, in digging a little deeper on some of these prior authorization issues. And I was doing some research and I saw this jaw-dropping statistic in this U.S. News article entitled Medicare Advantage Appealing Denials. And the article states that a data analysis by KFF found that Advantage plans denied approximately 6% of 35 million prior authorization requests submitted. And this is for the year 2021. So that's approximately 2 million denials. Out of all those denials, only 11% were appealed. However, of that 11% that were appealed, 82% were overturned in the appeal process. So the reason I wanted to talk about this today is that, you know, I think some people, you get a denial and you're just like, oh, you know, I can't get this done. It's frustrating, right? And then there's a lot of red tape to go through this appeals process. And one of the things that when I read that statistic made me really happy about what we're doing over at Client Experience, when I joined the team officially earlier this month, I noticed that our calls relating to these prior authorizations were taking longer than some of our other calls, right? Somebody calls in and they have a quick benefit question. It was longer follow-up. I'm watching the ticketing system that we utilize to like track all of our, you know, issues that we're, you know, helping people walk through. And I'm noticing these are taking longer. And why is that? So when trying to obtain prior authorization for a service or a medication, it involves action from the prescribing provider and approval by the plan. So now you've got a couple different layers, right? And we know every time there's a couple too many cooks in the kitchen, per se, right? Things can get tough. And if there is a denial, oftentimes the clients are then calling us and asking what to do. The answer for what to do is not always so clear, as the each type of service or medication could require a different action. But rest assured, we're working with folks to help them through this process. And when I was reading this research article in U.S. News, it called the appeals process time-consuming and frustrating, which really hit the nail on the head. I'd like to share, you know, a recent story to highlight this. So we recently had a client, they were having issues getting approval for Tresiba. The plan was wanting the client to try an alternative, cheaper medication first. However, the client had already gone through this process, right? Probably with their last insurance company, because they probably required a similar thing because it was a more expensive medication. So we were able to call into the doctor's office with the client and inform them of the situation. They then were able to submit an authorization request to the insurance company saying, hey, you know, we have tried this for whatever reason. Maybe, you know, you were allergic to one of the alternatives. Maybe it didn't have the right effects for you. Maybe you had massive side effects. Whatever the medical reason may be that your provider wants you on that medication, they need to submit that to the carrier. So they were able to submit the authorization request and the company was able to then approve the prescription. And I think what happens is that many clients get caught up in this red tape when they're just, you know, it's requiring calls, documentation. Where do I go? What do I do? You know, a doctor, if they write the word of instead of the word the, and the insurance company doesn't like the wording, they could deny that and it has to be rewritten or resubmitted. So I think that so many people, again, they get a denial and they say, ugh, you know, what am I going to do? I'm just not going to take that medicine. I'm just not going to have that procedure, right? There's a stop sometimes in the process. And what I've loved to watch is us helping people through this process. It's still going to be time consuming, Rob. You know, no doubt about it. We have to get the providers on the line. We have to get the insurance companies on the line. But if you have somebody to help you walk through that, isn't it a lot better than doing it yourself?
I would never want to do
that. Knowing that you're on the right path, knowing that we're making those calls, turning over, you know, every, not leaving a stone unturned here. If you got to go through this, you know, have somebody in your back pocket that can help assist you with it.
How many people do you think actually try to, percentage, ballpark, try to maneuver this by themselves?
Well, I mean, the statistic was that there were 2 million denials nationwide last year. 2 million.
Wow.
Out of those, only 11% of them were appealed. Wow. So if that tells you anything right there, you know, that a lot of people just probably halt there in that process. Of the 11 that were then appealed, 82% of those were approved. So in those numbers, it shows to me, push back.
Absolutely.
Take the time and push back. And if you need somebody to assist you with that, give us a call. We're going to help walk you through that process. Again, we're not the determining factor, right? We're not the insurance company that's going to say stamp our approval, but we're going to help you get through that process. And if the success rate to overturn those appeals is 82%,
come on,
there are procedures and money being left on the table, right? We highlight a lot of times on the show additional benefits, right? Get the most out of your over-the-counter, get the most out of your gym membership, all these additional benefits that all the carriers offer. But if you need a service and it's not being covered and you think it should be covered, right? And again, imagine you need a service. Maybe you're not feeling the best. Maybe you need that medication. Maybe you need that procedure. And now you've got to go through this process. Again, give us a call. If you're our client, we'll walk through that with you, step by step.
All right, here's what I want you to do. Run the seminars, then we'll go to a break. Go ahead.
Absolutely. So our upcoming seminars, MediConnectInsurance.com. You can go to the seminars tab, or you can give us a call right now, live advisors till noon, 888-818-6334, 888-818-MEDI. And the upcoming seminars, April 22nd at 6 p.m. will be at the Baird office on 12570 Perry Highway in Wexford. April 29th, 6 p.m. will be at the Aspenwall Borough Building in Aspenwall. May 6th, 6 p.m. with the Hampton Inn in Butler. And May 13th at 6 p.m. will be at the Holiday Inn Express in Irwin. So if you didn't hear one that's local to you, give us a call or check out that seminars tab on our website, because I'm sure there'll be one close to you coming up very soon.
Yeah, free, but you have to register. You can do that by calling 888-818-6334. We do have live advisors standing by until noon today, or MediConnectInsurance.com. Simply click on the seminars tab. So what are we going to do when we come back?
All right, so when we come back, I did see a news article I wanted to bring up, so I'll do that. And then I have a couple things about our seminars, as well as reviewing some PACE and PACENET eligibility.
Oh, okay. Stay with us. We got much more with Lauren Uran. This is MediConnect, the Inside Connection. Rob Taylor coming up next with that news at 9:30. Next hour, the guys from True Value, a warm holiday weekend. Many of you off on Monday as well, so you have a chance to get to True Value and get some of that work done around the house. We'll talk about it all. And plus, Caitlin Seigen is here, AAA Central's Talking Travel. All still to come with your Pratt Pack on KDKA, 100.1 FM, AM 1020. Good morning.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The following is paid for by MediConnect.
888-818-6334. And remember, they never charge for their services at MediConnect. All right, Inside Connection continues with your host, Lauren Uran. Lauren.
All right, Rob. So while we never charge a fee for our services, if you haven't been on our website, please do yourself a favor and Google MediConnect. We have over 1,100 five-star reviews. Read through those. See what everybody else in the neighborhood is saying about us. And we have a content library on our website, and I love this feature. You can listen to past radio shows, podcasts, check out our benefit executive spotlights. So we have spotlights on all of our representatives. So if your representative is on there, you can watch theirs. Or if you're looking to, you know, work with us in the future, you can kind of check out who you'd be working with. It's really, really cool. And much, much more. So there's tons of, you know, Medicare in a Minute segments, podcasts, what we talk about here day to day. You can kind of sit there and listen on your own and, you know, gain that knowledge as well. Under the seminar tab that we always talk about here, right, you can search for a seminar near you, or even better, we are now doing virtual seminars. So you can watch that from the comfort of your own home if you would like. And then schedule an appointment. You can actually, yes, schedule an appointment from our website now. So if you're, you know, hey, people listen to the show, maybe don't get to call in by noon for the representative. Monday morning comes along. I know myself, unless I set an alarm on my phone to, you know, make a phone call, I'm at work. I'm doing my thing. So if you are just thinking about it, you want to schedule, you can go on that website and just schedule your appointment right there. Don't have time to call, just jump online and hit the schedule an appointment. It's right at the top of the site. And if you're a current client, and we were talking about some of those prior authorization issues and questions, and you just have a question, again, hey, I'm thinking about it over the weekend, you can actually click on the resource tab, and for current clients, you can submit a ticket request to my team right there with your email address and whatever your question may be. Send it on over and we can help you out that on a time that works better for your schedule. Then also our seminars. So we were talking about these turning 65 seminars. If you're approaching 65, approaching retirement perhaps, our seminars are a solid educational foundation to help you navigate the Medicare world. It's not too late to attend. So please check again the seminar tab or give us a call 888-818-6334 to book with one of our representatives now. The other thing I wanted to mention this morning, so I was sitting at home drinking my first cup of coffee, Rob, and just perusing through, you know, news, and I should be a little bit better at like news articles, but I did see a Medicare one pop up, and, you know, I definitely read it and was like, oh, I should talk about this morning because I feel like a lot of our clients will be asking. So it was a article released that in the news, Trump had signed an executive order to lower drug prices and reduce Medicare costs. First question that popped into my mind, or I was thinking of our listenership, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, what's that going to do? When are we going to see that effect in Medicare? If he signed something to lower costs, you know, what are we going to see? We don't know yet. And I loved it because in the article, it kind of said that as well. And I was like, that's exactly what I was thinking when I read the highlight. And, you know, when there's changes in Medicare, you got to remember that these plans are actually filed on an annual basis. So the carriers themselves, they go through, they probably, I know a lot of them, you know, some of my past companies that I worked for, they started planning in November. So we're in the annual enrollment period. We're looking at the plan for, you know, next year. They're already planning the following year. So they start, you know, planning benefits, looking at budgets in November, and all of the companies, they have to file their plan benefit structure, whether it's a prescription drug plan or a Medicare Advantage plan, to CMS, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, usually by June. And then they can rebid those plans all the way up through August. So last year, we actually saw a lot of changes coming down from the final ruling of 2020 with the change in the prescription drug coverage. So we actually, you know, we're getting training and things of that nature from the carriers much later in the year than we normally have, because a lot of them were out rebidding, which you don't usually see. So, you know, even if something's signed into law or signed into order, it's not, we're not going to see that effect earliest till next year's plans. However, you know, it could even be a mandate that's put into effect, like the final ruling of 2020, right? That came into effect this year. So we're not always seeing some of those things that are signed in immediate in Medicare.
The wheels move very slow.
They absolutely do. And think of how many people are on the Medicare program.
But here's the thing, and you're far from it, but when you get to be our age, that stuff, when you hear it, there's that sense of, I need an answer. But see, this is what's great about building a relationship, partnership with MediConnect. Once you're in the fold, you can pick up the phone on a Saturday and say, hey, I'm listening to the show. I have a question. During the week, I was listening to Lauren. I have a question. Or I saw an article. I have a question. You can just call and get information by just picking up the phone. A lot of the competitors, they're not even from around here. There's no. So I'm just saying, these are people who are from this region. They have a brick and mortar location. They come out to your house. They do the show, article in the Post Gazette, YouTube channel, all the other thing, Google reviews. Look at them. They've done incredibly well because there are on site location. Whenever you need them, they're just a phone call away. And I think that's one of the reasons why people really appreciate you, because it's not one and done. And they revisit every year. And if there's a better chance to save money and get the same healthcare coverage, you're going to have a meeting, it's going to work out, and they're going to get it done.
And not only, you know, can you get something at a discounted rate, or, hey, there's a plan out there, lower cost maybe than you're paying, but people's situations change. I think that's the biggest thing that I see where, hey, I got prescribed this medication, maybe was fighting some prior auth situations like we were talking about in the last segment. Then, you know, the new annual enrollment period comes about and we can actually look at adjusting to based upon what new has happened to you, right? I mean, I always say we don't have a crystal ball, right? And I always turn to that and I'm like, oh, I probably overuse that, but we don't. So, you know, you don't know what you're going to encounter for the following year. We can estimate, we can go off of what past years have looked like for us. You know, there's people that I work with that say, hey, I'm more concerned about family history of things, but we don't really know at the end of the day. And when something changes, you know, that's going to make a big impact the following year for that plan.
You know, I just think there's so many good things when it comes to Medicare, and we just want people to get everything they deserve. Look, when you get to this point in your life and you start looking at the rearview mirror of how many mornings you got up, how many snowy days you went to work, how many days you went to work when you didn't feel good, and everything that you built for, you fixed, you saved, And now you're on the front porch and about ready to turn that key to go in and enjoy this stage in your life. You want to make sure you've got the best health care, too.
Absolutely. And, you know, what's better than having that health care aligned with a team like my client experience department that, you know, it's not perfect. Things are going to pop up. A new situation is going to pop up. We're there to walk through it.
See, here's the thing, and I don't mean this disrespectful because I was a salesperson for years, did radio for years and television. But you guys are more than just a sales team. I mean, you know, anybody can sell you Medicare, and it happens. You've got people out there that's what they do, right? But it's the service after the sale. It's the relationship, getting to know people, tailor-making something specifically for them, first-name basis. Look, we've been doing this show for years, and I don't consider any of you salespeople. You're human beings who have a product that can really help people, and it can be a good deal for both sides.
And one of the things, actually, it was really, really cool. Two calls that came into my team this week, within 24 hours, the client said it is so much easier to call you and get a quick answer than call the carrier. Sit on hold, get transferred. Somebody doesn't know the benefit. They quote the wrong plan. If you're our client, we know what you're on. We can take a look at that for you. Again, there's some questions that are a little bit more involved or these prior auth situations where we're doing more follow-up. But even if it's just a quick, I can't remember what my copay is and I don't have my booklet anymore. I had a 2-year-old booklet. Give us a call. We can usually pick that up and answer, and it's going to be a lot quicker than with the carrier.
You know, people will say to me all the time, how do you know all that stuff? Well, it's not that I'm that knowledgeable or I study. There's certain things I'm passionate about, and they stand out to where I want to know more. And when you're around people that are talking about stuff you're passionate about, and being my age has a lot to do with it, a lot of it's in your subconscious, and all of a sudden it's just recall. So you guys are doing this 24/7, just about every day you're at work, you're getting retooled, re-educated, and anything that has to do with Medicare, it crosses all of your desk.
I have been doing this for 15 years, 24/7, and one thing I can tell you is it never stays the same, which is why I love it personally, because, you know, if something was the same for 15 years, I wouldn't have a challenge, right? So I enjoy the fact that things are ever changing, ever moving. Sometimes it can be, oh no, why did they do that, right? But I have to stay on top of it. I have to stay informed about all the plans and about all the carriers and about everybody that we work with.
See, I think also the reason why it works, Medicare, it gives people an opportunity when they get good rates and good coverage to not feel worried about a doctor bill. So they go in and have that appointment, or if there's something wrong and they feel a little off kilter, they'll go in. Or if somebody, you know, can stay healthy by getting a gym membership or something, whatever. Bottom line is, I really believe Medicare, the reason why it works and why you can get so many different deals, because these healthcare providers want you to be healthy.
I mean, they want you to be healthy because it all follows the money, right? So. Right. Preventative and early detection of things is going to cost the carriers less money.
And look, when you get older, things can happen, but they don't want to be overwhelmed to where they don't have a bed for somebody. They want to be able to take care of people in need. But if they can get people a healthier life, routine checkups, medicines that they need on a monthly basis, it's a win-win for everybody.
And I've always said it, but like here locally, Allegheny County specifically is the third largest Medicare eligible county in the nation. Second oldest population in the nation. So we have a lot of options here. Not everything is going to be a one size fits all, but the carriers that have come into this marketplace, they're here because of that number, right? There's a lot of Medicare recipients in our area, higher volume than throughout the rest of the country, and the competition is going to be fierce. They all want you. That's why your mailbox fills up, your phone rings off the hook. But again, working with MediConnect, you don't have to pick up those phone calls. You can throw that mail out and you can give us a call if you have a question and know that we are a trusted resource.
All right. I just want people to get what they need because, listen, the last thing you need to be dealing with when you've worked your entire life is to be concerned about if you have coverage and what the bill is going to cost. And everybody, as you get older, you end up on regular medications. You have to go to the doctors, and every once in a while, because of chronological age, you end up in the hospital. But get the peace of mind. You can call now. Just set up an appointment. Let them look at what you have And I'm sure they're going to give you some answers that you're going to be pleasantly surprised. All right, 888-818-6334. We're going to run the seminars one more time before the break. And remember, these are free seminars, but you have to reserve your space. MediConnectInsurance.com. Click on the seminars tab or call 888-818-6334. Lauren.
All right, so April 22nd, all of these will be at 6 p.m. We'll be at the Baird office in Wexford off of Perry Highway. On April 29th, 6 p.m., we'll be at the Aspenwall Borough Building in Aspenwall. May 6th, Hampton Inn in Butler. And May 13th, 6 p.m., we'll be at the Holiday Inn Express in Irwin off of Route 30.
All right. Sounds good. MediConnectInsurance.com. Click on the seminars tab and 888-818-6334. What are we going to do in our final segment?
Well, I did realize I skipped the birthday, so I've got a few birthdays to talk about. I think we have a few stories to go with them, so we can focus some Pittsburgh pride there.
We're going to handle it all when we get back. Next hour, the guys from True Value, 11 o'clock. It's Caitlin Seigen, AAA East Central's Talking Travel. All right, back to Lauren Uran, our final segment of MediConnect, the inside connection. Go ahead.
So one thing I did want to touch base on, we've been talking about it a little bit this year, but PACE and PACENET eligibility. So PACE and PACENET, they're a prescription drug program for residents of Pennsylvania. So you have to be over the age of 65, must be a resident of Pennsylvania for 90 consecutive days, and cannot be receiving Medicaid benefits. And then you need to meet yearly income. So if you're single and you're under 33.5 annual income, or if you're a married couple under 41.5. And I meet so many people, you know, you might have assets and things of that nature, but this is just straight income, whatever your tax statement was last year, right? You could be eligible for PACE or PACENET. And you can give them a call at 800-225-7223. Again, their number is 800-225-7223. If you think that you're eligible, it's a no-cost program through the state of Pennsylvania. And what it does is it discounts your medications, but it can also give you something called a special enrollment period to change plans throughout the year. So, you know, if you're in a plan that's not working for you or something, you know, just popped up where you need to maybe reassess that, it can give you a chance to change your enrollment. But also, more importantly, it's going to discount your medication. So if you're hitting that $2,000 cap and you're anywhere in that income guideline, give them a call or you can give us a call and we can help get you to them. No cost from the state. You'll get a PACE or PACENET card in the mail and you just show that at the pharmacy when you pick up your prescriptions. And if there is a discount there for you, you will get it.
It's like GoodRx and all the other things.
So GoodRx is like a coupon code and that's a manufacturer kind of discount sometimes. There are manufacturer discounts out there for certain medications as well. But PACE and PACENET is a Pennsylvania resident. If you've ever seen signs where if you could play the lottery, mm-hmm. says helping seniors in Pennsylvania,
it's
funded by the lottery. So it is going to discount your brand names and your generics across the board. Other discount programs might be on a specific medication.
More saving power.
This is going to be more savings across the board. Again, if you're hitting that $2,000 cap or you just have anything that's an expensive medication, you know, you want to check that it's on their formulary. And the one thing I will say is when you give them a call at that 800-225-7223 number, anytime I've ever called in with a client or myself, sometimes I've just called in and had a general question. And I'm like, I need to ask these people. They are so nice. They're easy to work with. They're usually picking up on one of the first rings. Wonderful experience overall. And they'll tell you right there, hey, you're eligible. You'll be getting your card in the mail.
See, the other thing that we did with the Inflation Reduction Act and the donut hole, because we were on top of it at the end of last year, I think we've already helped a lot of people not be dealing with what could have been very overwhelming for, I think, many more people. But I think this program had a lot to do with that.
If if you're in those income guidelines, do yourself a favor, get it. Even if you're just on generic medications and they're not costing you anything right now, you never know what the doctor could prescribe. And having that card on you will give you some peace of mind. So the other thing that we missed, Rob, was birthdays in the first segment. So I was going to bring up some birthdays. So today, birthdays in 1933, it was Jane Mansfield's birthday.
Wow.
In 1946, turning 79 years old, Mr. Tim Curry.
No kidding.
Yeah, I didn't realize he was that close to 80.
Pretty good. Pretty
you know,
good
you think
actor.
Of Clue, you think of like growing up and the things that he did.
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you know, Jane Mansfield's daughter has been in television for 25 years. She's in Law & Order. She's the lead character in Law & Order.
Mariska Hargitay.
25 years. I never, but you know, it's amazing. Now that I know that, and you kind of Google a picture of her mom and her face.
It's pretty neat.
It is.
It is.
It's,
yeah, because really I love Law and Order, so I've always been. You know, I was going to say Olivia. Listen, that's her cop name.
I know people that have never missed that show, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, and I'm sure it's great. But boy, some of those stories, man, they just get to you.
Some of the storylines are a little rough on that one,
yeah,
for sure.
All right. What else?
Also, 1978, Mr. James Franco, 47 years old today.
No kidding.
And last time I was on the show, it was Mike Tomlin's birthday. Today is Troy Polamalu's birthday. He's 44 years old.
Listen, I've told this story and I'll tell it again. So I'm back in the day covering training camp on a regular basis for this great brand. And I'm there and it was like his first day. He came out of USC. Everybody wants to talk to the first round, you know, pick of the Steelers. I see all these reporters. I'm like, oh, they must be huddling to, you know, wait for this guy. And I kept hearing about how hard he played. And he was one of the toughest players in the league. I'm like, where is this guy? All of a sudden, this sea of reporters kind of parted. And there was that beautiful hair. He was in the middle. And the guy's like 5'9". Unassuming, but what a football player. But more importantly, what a good human being.
So I was sharing a story with you a little bit earlier, but back in my college days, I worked for a restaurant, and the restaurant, it had a catering arm to it. So I catered a big event over at, I can't remember, the Gardens in Pittsburgh. So there was...
Okay. Botanical Gardens.
Yeah, the Botanical Gardens.
Phipps
Conservatory, yes. I could not remember the name of it. I said it earlier. And so it was this big artist had come in and done all these glass structures that they had placed throughout, and it was the opening night of this structure. So I got asked to go to the VIP room, and we were just, you know, picking up plates and glasses as people were done with them. And Troy and his wife were there. I believe his wife was on the board at the time. And they came up. So you're in this room and everybody's putting their garbage on the tray and they're not making eye contact. He would come up to you and be like, hey, may I give this to you? Just that one thing where he approached you, treated you as a human being. You're in the background, you know.
Good enough for Troy. Good enough for us.
Everybody in that room then followed in suit with him, would approach you, would talk to you. And then he actually stayed for like an hour and a half afterwards and signed autograph for all of the people that were at the event, which I thought was so amazing. Like, just to watch him change how everybody in that room treated you and to stay and do that, because he knew that was his fan base there. People were so excited. It was such a cool experience.
And here's the thing that people don't realize. I, too, was a waiter, busboy, maitre d'. You know, you have the little tray jack on your hand. What people don't realize, if they just start putting stuff on there, one glass can just tip everything.
Oh, if they don't
over.
Put it in the right place? Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, there's a bit of a skill set to that. So he did a very good thing. Listen, Jerome Bettis used to do a show here.
Yeah.
At Katie Cam Monday nights. And we would be out at Dick's Sporting Goods sometimes. And I would get to pinch hit for the regular host. And I'm not kidding you. His show was from 6 to 6:30. He stayed for an hour, if not longer, signing everybody's autograph.
Wow.
I mean, so these are the stories that people need to hear. And unless you've seen a professional football player hours removed from playing a game, they can barely walk. And he always just sucked it up, and he was always so nice, and he made everybody feel as though they were the most important people in the room. Just to give you an idea how long ago that was, he played his college football at Notre Dame. His son is going to be playing football this fall at Notre Dame.
Well, I mean, everybody in my office knows, it's no secret, that I'm not the biggest sports person, sports knowledge, but I'll never forget that moment just because of how Troy treated everybody.
A good man.
And something like that just stays with you.
Listen, I've heard about his workout. I heard he could actually go like 20 miles an hour on a treadmill. So he may be small in stature, but that guy could play the game. He's in the Hall of Fame. Hey, listen, great stuff. Always appreciate you. Why don't you run the seminars one more time?
All right. We'll take care of that. So we've got coming up, check out MediConnectInsurance.com under the seminars tab, or give us a call, 888-818-6334, and we'll get you reserved for one of these seminars. April 22nd, we'll be at the Baird offices off of Perry Highway in Wexford at 6 p.m. April 29th, also 6 p.m., we'll be at the Aspenwall Borough Building in Aspenwall. May 6th, 6 p.m. will be at the Hampton Inn in Butler. And May 13th at 6 p.m. will be at the Holiday Inn Express Irwin off of US 30.
All right. Again, 888-818-6334. Call now. Reserve your space. They're free, but you've got to reserve your space or set up an appointment. You never know what good could be waiting for you unless you try. 888-818-6334. 888-818-6334. MediConnectInsurance.com. Click on the seminars tab. The guys from True Value next. And then Caitlin Seigen, AAA East Central's Talking Travel with your Pratt Pack on KDKA.
The preceding was paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid, the audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing, while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.